Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid to
My heart is open wide. My eyes are open wide. Come on. What are you saying? Where are you going? the line tonight. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line tonight with Prophetess Pate. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tune in tonight on Faith on the Line on tonight. Hello, hello, hello. I want to thank and praise God for all of you all that tuned in on the phone line, all of you all that tuned in on Radio Block Talk Radio, all of you all that tuned in by any other social media platform. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuned in, and even those that's going to come in by the replay, I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on the replay. And I want to thank and praise God for even the newbies. We want to thank God for new people that's coming to Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God for you all tonight. Thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy. Thank and praise God for everyone that's tuning in. And I want to say, this is a line simply for faith and encouragement. Prayer, faith, and encouragement. We speak faith. And we talk, and we encourage you, and we also pray. So this is the line simply for that. And the same scripture coming from Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Where the word of God say now faith. The word of God say now faith. The word of God say now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So we want to thank and praise God for the now faith, the faith right now. That's what it means. Let your faith work now. Let put it to work. We can't just say something. We got to do something. We got to work the faith, whatever it takes, just like it's in the word where it says, meditate on the word day and night. That's how faith is. You got to work your faith day and night. You got to keep saying something. You got to keep speaking something. You got to keep decreeing it, what you want to see happen, what you want to see what come in the past, what you believe. You got to keep saying it. Don't let doubt overfill you. Don't let negative things overfill you. Don't let people overfill what you're believing in. That's how faith feels. Faith is you got to put it to work. Just like you do anything else, you want to go and do, that's how faith is. You got to put it to work. So I want to pray tonight for all of those that believe in God for things, for all of those that may be going through something, to all of those that may be coming, and you don't know if you're coming or you're going. For all of those that may be dealing with difficult things, we're going to join our faith together. And the word of God said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing in his name. He will be a God in the midst of us. See, how can two? You got to agree. You got to believe. So if we agree with one another, and we agree with one another and have faith for one another, these things will happen. That's what the word says. So let's begin to pray. Let's begin to trust God. We got to put now faith. We got to put it to work now. I'm still believing God. I'm still trusting in him. I'm still waiting on things to happen. And the word of God also tells us to give thanks. So don't complain about it. Just to give thanks. He said give thanks even before it happened. Give thanks now. We ought to be thanking him for it now. We ought to be thanking him for it now. Whatever we believe in him to do, whatever is going to happen, whatever's on the way, whatever's getting ready to transform in our life, whatever getting ready to take place, do it now. And just put your faith to work. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we want to thank you on tonight, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we invite you in right now. We invite you to come in and Lord God, and be with us in the midst, God. For your word did say, Lord, when there's two or three touching and agree in your name, you said you will be in the midst of us. So, Father, here we are, God. We are standing and agreeing. We're in touching and agreeing in your name, Father. And we thank you right now, Jehovah. We thank you right now, Father, in heaven. And Father God, we ask right now, Father, that you, Lord God, of anything, God, we say purge us with hyssop. Wash us that we may be whiter than snow. Father, you cleanse us from all of the unclean things that we have omitted or committed today. Even if we have spoken a wrong or anything against our sister or brother, forgive us. If we have not acknowledged you, Holy Spirit, like we should, forgive us. Father, if we have not trust you, like we said, if we doubted you any kind of way, forgive us, Holy Spirit, right now. And Father God, we ask God right now, God, that you will touch each and individual one is on the phone line, on the Lord Block Talk Radio. And we even pray for those that are coming by the replay. We even pray for those that, the new people, God, that you're going to assign to Faithful on the Line, God. We even thank you for the ones, God, that, Lord God, never knew you that's coming, God. Thank you. Father, we even thank you, Father God, for what's getting ready to take place even now. We thank you right now. You say give thanks, God. We're giving you thanks before it even happened. We thank you for it right now, Father. Father, we ask that you also sanctify us all. Sanctify everyone on the phone. Now, sanctify everyone that's listening. Sanctify everyone that may be on the replay. Sanctify everyone that's, Lord God, listening to other social media platforms. Father, we want to thank you right now. Lord God, we want to say sanctify us whole, our spirit, soul, and our body, that we may preserve you blameless, Father, to the coming of you, Father, according to 1 Thessalonians 3:23. And Father, we want to say thank you. We want to say we thank you for we are already healed. Somebody, Lord, needs you to touch right now. But Father, I ask that you send Psalms 107:20, Lord. For your word say, heal them, O God, and they shall be healed from all of their diseases, sickness and their diseases. Father, we thank you, and you shall deliver them. Father, heal right now. You heal somebody maybe on the phone line. They need to be healed in their intimacy. They need to be healed in their mind. They need to be healed in their, Lord God, in their walk with you. They need to be healed from hurt in their body. Lord, we ask that you touch right now. Heal in the hospital. Heal in somebody's family member. Heal right now. Somebody needs to be healed. So we can't get where they're at. So we send the word, God, because your word say in Isaiah 55:11 that you send your word, God, and your word should go, it shall not go out of our mouth. It shall go and do what you sent it to do. So we decree and declare that it go and do what you sent it to do, and that's to heal, God, and that's to deliver, God. And, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for somebody believing you for finance, God. Father, you said if we pay 10% of our tithes and offer, Lord God, if we got tithers on this line, and Lord God, if they tithe and pay an offer, God, Father, you said, Lord God, you are rebuked of the bow for our sake. You said you will open up the heaven, open up the windows of heaven. And you say you'll pour us out blessings that we don't have room to receive. Lord, somebody need a financial blessing. Somebody need a spiritual blessing. Somebody need a blessing, God, on their job. Somebody need a blessing in their church, God. Somebody need a blessing, God. They need you to step in right now. And we decree and declare that it is so. Somebody needs you to step in right now. Look up on that hug. Look up on in that marriage. Look up in that family, God. You look on that husband, that wife, God. Father, somebody needs you to mend their marriage back together again. Somebody needs you to, Lord God, put love where there's hate. Somebody needs you to put peace where there's confusion. Somebody needs you, Lord God, to begin to, Lord God, place peace for unforgiveness, God. Somebody needs you to forgive with unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs you to touch right now. Lord, that home, somebody needs a home. Those that were affected by the tornado and the hurricane, Lord God, Lord, they lost everything. But God, for Father, you said in your word, that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor my seed bad bread. So, Father, you begin to give them whatever they need. You said, but my God shall supply all of my children need according to their his riches and glory. Father, we thank you for Philippians 4:19. Father, we need a Philippians 4:19 blessing right now. Lord, we need you to touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody needs you, God. Somebody needs you, Father. Somebody needs to be delivered, God. Somebody needs to be delivered from alcohol. Somebody needs to be delivered from homosexuality. Somebody needs to be delivered from, Lord God, from medicine, pill popping. Lord, whatever that addiction, whatever that is, that they need to be delivered from. Father God, we give it to you tonight, and we say it is so. Deliver them, O God, and they shall be delivered. Set them free, Father, and they shall be set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, somebody somewhere, God, needs you to come, Lord God, right now. Lord, somebody done messed up, God, and they feel like, God, that you don't see them. They feel like you don't hear their cry. They feel like, God, they made so much mistake, God, that knowing that, God, that you're mad at them, God. Father, begin to comfort them. Begin to, Lord God, to let them know, God. Lord God, that you forgive us, oh God. Help them, God, to know, God, that, Lord, there's nothing too big that you can't fix. There's nothing too wide that you can't go around. There's nothing too low you can't go on, oh God. Touch them right now. Father, we need you in this day and season. We need you in the earth to look upon the leaders in the earth. You look upon every, Lord, person and being in high places. We pray over presidents, Lord. We pray over the vice president. We pray over, Lord God, Congress. We pray over, Lord God, mayors everywhere. We pray over these people, Lord. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. We pray over, Lord, governments, God. We pray over the nation right now. These are people supposed to be that you have over us in the earth, Father. But, Father, we place them in your hand. And, Father, your words say that peace shall come. Peace shall come and evil has to go. Father, you said, Lord, you're going to bring everything that's not like you. It's going to come to the light. Everything that's hidden is going to be exposed. Everything that's swept up under is going to come up, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our leaders in the body of Christ. Then, Lord God, you give them wings of eagle. Lord, when they walk, they won't get moved. When they run, they won't faint, God. Touch us, God, that we will stay on your side, that we will trust you, that we will keep holding on to you. Father, look on our children in the earth tonight, God. Touch every last one of them. The enemy comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy our children. But, Lord, your word said that you come to give them life and life more abundantly. So we pray for those, God, right now, that we send signs, Psalms 91, over our young people, that the enemy is a liar. You said you will have the angels to take charge over them. Father, you said you won't let no sickness, no disease, or no death come near them. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise tonight. Father, I thank you for every graduate. I pray for our graduate, God. High school graduate, college graduate. Lord God, I even pray for doctors and all of these people that's graduating in different places. Lord, I thank you right now. I pray over them, God. I pray over the, Lord God, that the attack that the enemy got over them, that it will not prosper, according to Isaiah 54:17. Father, touch right now. Lord, you said, Lord God, in your word, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call it done. We say it is so. Somebody, Lord, somewhere never knew you, and they want to get to know you. Lord, you said if they come to you and if they will believe in their heart that you are God, Father, you said that they believe that you are Jesus. Father, you said, Lord God, they are saved. Father, save that one that want to be saved. Deliver that person that want to be delivered. Somebody is lukewarm, but you say you can't help us. You can't have us lukewarm. You say you'll spill us out. Somebody, Lord God, double-minded. Lord, they stepped out, and they got around the wrong spirit. And, Lord, that spirit caused them to be double-minded. They don't know if they're coming or going. Father, begin to deliver them, oh God. Bring them back to you. Somebody needs you, God, for one thing, and somebody needs you for another. Father, I even pray over Block Talk Radio. Everything that's going on in Block Talk Radio, that they keep it from people, God, that they don't. We pray over the Lord God, the enemy. We pray over everything that the enemy trying to stop. It won't prosper. No, it won't. We come against every hand of the enemy that's trying to come up against, Lord God, Philippians 5, the faith on the line and other ministers that's counting your word holy. Father, we come, we pray. We pray that peace. We pray that righteousness. We pray over it. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. And I give the name, give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise that's due to you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I say yes and bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for those on the phone line, the Block Talk Radio, and replay, and all other wherever you may be listening to. Thank you. Thank you for coming on, for joining in on tonight. And I want to let you know, I want to let you know to have a blessed and prosperous weekend. And I want to let you know to be watchful. Be, most of all, be prayerful, be watchful, and be careful. So much around us. So much around us. And begin to join us back here next Friday, same place, same time. Back here on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. And we want to thank all of you all. And we want to say good night. Love you and be prosperous. In Jesus' name, bless God. Prophetess Stacy, turn it back over to you.